Yeah, I'm fine, Scott. KB2FA.
Oh, you sounded okay. All right, wait for Ken.
GW1WRBN. Gold Whiskey 1 Whiskey Romeo Victor. George Washington 1 Whiskey Radio Victoria. Listening to.
Good evening, afternoon, or morning, amateur radio stations. This is a science and technology net held each Saturday at 9 p.m. my local time here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, or 0100 hours GMT. Net coordination stage for tonight's meeting is VA3KX. Name is Ken. I'll be operating the net control for this evening's net from my home located in South Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Dropping. This net's a forum to provide members a means to discuss and technology, practice and become familiar with the radio, net procedures, distributed information to help get new amateur radio operators on the air. And this is initially a check-in net, an initial call will be for any amateur stations listening that would like to participate. Checking in, please give your call sign or first name and general location where you're transmitting from. And if there are any questions or comments, let me know when you're checking in, and new amateur operators are encouraged to join us. And if there are any stations out there now, if you like to join us, I'll take a few, spend a few minutes or a minute or two taking some check-ins, and I'll run through the list of topics for tonight. And after I go through the topics, I'll stop for any comments or additional topics, and then we'll start with the main portion of the net. So if you'd like to join us, come on in.
Good evening. KC8, Box Queen Victor, Mark from United States, 40 miles south of that towable Lake Erie water in Ohio, KC8FQV.
Delta Uniform 3, X-ray Charlie Delta, DU3 XED Dennis from the Philippines, checking in. Good evening, Ken.
JQQ, Scott, just outside of Baltimore, where it's going to be 37 degrees Celsius later next week.
KK6RQ, Bob in Iowa. Sam here.
Kilo Delta X-ray Quebec, KO4DXQ, Bob in Tennessee.
Victor Alpha 3. Romeo Kilo Lima, Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Kilo Lima, Rick Waterdown, Ontario.
Victor Alpha 3, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, William, Toronto.
This is Hello Bravo 2, Foxtrot Alpha, Carl in New Jersey.
Kilo, Juliet 5, Juliet, Victor Victor, KJ 5, JVV, Mark in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right, I'll pause here and go through what I've been able to catch so far. KC8FQD, D3FCD, AB3JQQ, KK6RQ, KO4DXQ, VA3RKL, VA3WVZ, KB2FA, and KJ5JZV. Any additional stations, come on in. I'll take a few more, then I'll run through the topics.
November 2, Mike Julia Zulu, Fred in Palm Coast, Florida.
Kilo India 5, Echo Golf India, KI 5, EGI, Sam in Tulsa.
Victor Echo 3, Romeo Zulu Oscar, Reno, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Okay, we had Fred Hutchu in there into MJZ. Good to hear you this evening. KI5EGI and Reno V3RZ. Okay, I'm going to hold it here for a moment or so. I'm just going to go through the topics for tonight. The two recurring each week in the Sky This Week for the Science Trivia Corner. And the first main topic for tonight, the hard problem of consciousness. Scientists still have absolutely no idea how to properly define consciousness, where it comes from, how the neurons in our brain are connecting themselves in order to give us these inner experiences. Quantum physics is much stranger than science fiction. Dark energy and dark matter might be changing over time. Scientists find a neutrino factory powered by stars, a Chernobyl exclusion zone where animals behave differently during Russia's invasion, and a major finding regarding underground neutrino detector, and AI to be used to discover new laws of the universe, and for billions of years, Earth repeated Venus. And Homo Naledi, ancient ancestor of ours, fossils show an exclusive all-female burial site. And ancient ancestors may have developed language very, very fast. And that is the topics for tonight. And before I go any further, if there are any additional stations out there, come on in. Eugene, good to hear you. I've got you in VE3LB.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. I just finished my field for today, and it's quite nice score I have, and I'm just really happy to join this network.
Yep, good to hear you tonight. And Skyward Amateur Radio Club had the field day down at Colonel Sam Smith Park today. And quite a few people turned out to be a very nice day. All right, thanks, Eugene. All right, let's hold it here for a few minutes. I'll just go through the beginning of the net, which consists of a little bit of solar data, HF propagation data, space debris, near-Earth objects, asteroids. And then I'll stop for any additional check-ins, and right after that, in the Sky This Week, and then the Science Trivia Corner. And for today, solar activity is starting to pick up a little bit, particularly with there's two sunspots starting to become active. One in particular, AR447A, followed by AR4475. And that shows in the solar wind, 509.8 kilometers a second. Density, almost 4 photons per cubic centimeter, so we're getting a little bit more accumulation of atomic nuclei, which happens to be the nuclei of a hydrogen atom. And solar flux index, 163, sunspot number is 99. So right now we've got AR447576, 777879. VHF propagation, 1840 meters, 4 during the day now, good at night. 30 down to 15, good both day and night, and 12 and 10, good during the day and poor at night right now. And Space Debris, include this each week, gives you an idea of all the things that are up in space going overhead. There's a big cloud of it every once in a while, probably almost every night, but every once in a while on the metal I mentioned too, you can do a quick search, a Google search for this debris cloud around the Earth. You'd be surprised what it actually, how it's actually simulated. As of today, 34,603 objects were tracked globally. I always use my location for a little bit of context. 2003, we're going overhead very late this afternoon at a specific time. And going back to last week, 34,553. So that's the difference of this week of 50. So there's 50 more up there this week. So as I say each week, you can see this is incrementally going up week after week after week. And asteroids, include this each week, gives you an idea of the asteroids are getting very close to Earth, referred to as near-Earth objects as opposed to potentially hazardous objects. Those tend to be a little bit more worrisome, but these ones here, mainly for catalog purposes, and they do come relatively close considering how large our solar system is. Today we had two. One specifically is 152637, struck it. Now that came within 6.7 lunar distances of us, so lunar distance, the distance the moon is away from us, so 6.7 times that, 8.9 kilometers a second, and 947 meters in diameter, so just about a kilometer in diameter. And we also had today at 2026 MP1, 17.5 lunar distance, so that's way, way up there, 18.4 kilometers a second and 102 meters in diameter. Now, the first one I mentioned, 152637, what I'll occasionally do on a net, I'll give up, for instance, if this were to hit us, what that would look. And I've got that. That is, I've included that in the sky this week. So I'll give you an idea what 947-meter asteroid coming in at over 8.9 kilometers a second would be like for an impact. And before I go any further, if there are any additional stations that would like to join us, come on in. It's the VHBcast. Ken here. All right, well, in the sky this week, and just one item here for this week, that's about the asteroid you mentioned, the one 947 meters in diameter. And that one, again, that was 152637. It came within about 2.6 million kilometers, 1.5 million miles of Earth. And that came by at about 7:16 a.m. Eastern Standard, pardon me, Eastern Standard Time. And the asteroid is just under a kilometer, as you can see, 947 meters. And it stepped past us at about 66,240 kilometers an hour, 41,159 miles an hour, and 3,106.96 feet in diameter. Now, if it were to hit Earth, now, there was no chance it would, but if it were, to give you an idea, it would, now I use my location as the impact point for this, and this here, I took this in at a, I often take them in at almost like a 5-degree angle as if it's coming straight down. They don't. Most of these asteroids and meteors, they come in approximately about 45-degree angle, so this is what I used for this here. So if it hit, the crater would be 2,287 feet deep, 696.7 meters deep, 11 miles wide, 17.7 kilometers wide. Impact velocity would have slowed down some as it was coming through, but 40,512 miles an hour per time it hit, 16,197 kilometers an hour. And it would be an explosive force of about 92 gigatons of TNT. Huge. It's dropping. And if you're looking at casualties with this, 750,091 people would be vaporized at the impact center, right at the crater. It would be an 18-mile-wide, 28.9-kilometer fireball.